The high-level UN Ocean Conference will be convened at UN headquarters in New York from June 5th to 9th, 2017, coinciding with World Oceans Day. The theme of the conference is Partnering for the Implementation of SDG 14, the overarching issues being how to conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has a major role to play in SDG 14. And to explain more about this role is Manuel Barrage, Director of FAO's Fisheries and Aquaculture Policy and Resources Division. Mr. Barrage, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
How does FAO support the implementation of SDG 14?
Well, let me start by saying that the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development commits the international community to act together to tackle the challenges that we have in the 21st century. SDG 14 is the oceans goal. It includes all major issues that affect oceans, from pollution to overfishing to the protection and development of ocean economies. Now, as we approach 2030, countries will need to report on their progress towards the targets set for each SDG. And agencies like FAO are crucial to bring countries and stakeholders together to decide how to measure progress and what methodologies to use, what tools and what data to collate so that countries can report in a consistent and comparable manner.
Can you give me some examples of existing partnerships that can help illustrate how these relationships work?
The FAO is the custodian of five specific indicators for SDG 14. Indicators that deal with how to measure sustainability of fisheries, how to reduce subsidies, how to measure and how to ensure access of small-scale fishers to markets and resources, or how to measure and implement global agreements. So they are complex and varied issues, and they need, therefore, complex and diverse partnerships. For example, we partner with the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and African national governments to provide $3.5 billion in funding to develop ocean economies in Africa. A second example is how we've worked with stakeholders through regional consultations to assist countries in implementing the voluntary guidelines for securing sustainable small-scale fisheries in the context of food security and poverty alleviation. And we also provide, for example, a third example, tools, training, and policy support in the developing world to implement the Port States Measures Agreement to eliminate illegal fishing once and for all. That's just to name a few. So from those examples, you can see that the SDGs pose a very substantial challenge to countries, and the FAO is there to assist them in meeting the challenge with all the tools that we have at our disposal.
So what are your expectations for the conference?
Well, the conference is intended to achieve four things. The first one is to identify ways and means to support the implementation of SDG 14 across all the countries. The second is to develop partnerships that stimulate innovative implementation of these sustainable goals. The third one is to ensure the engagement of all stakeholders, not just governments, but all stakeholders, including civic society. And the fourth is to share experiences of successful implementation already available throughout the world. The SDGs are universal and are adaptable, so it is all about finding dynamic and flexible means of implementation so that the countries can own the SDGs as their mechanism to assess their own sustainable development goals and progress. What we expect from the conference is a very strong commitment from countries and stakeholders and clear implementation measures that match the task that SDG 14 demands.
Mr. Barrage, thank you.
Thank you very much.